Here's your fair value brief for Tuesday, July 28, 2026. AI's $725 billion spending spree just ran into a financing wall. Meta's $12.5 billion bond deal for new data centers came with a higher yield than last year's, meaning lenders now want more to fund AI projects. The result? Chipmakers took a hit. NVIDIA down 5%, AMD down 5.2%, while cash-rich software stocks like Shopify and Salesforce surged, up 11.5% and 6.1%, respectively. Oil's wild ride took another turn overnight. Brent crude plunged 9.2% to $86.12 a barrel after a temporary U.S.-Iran truce eased tensions. But don't breathe easy yet. The Strait of Hormuz is still a powder keg, and any flare-up could send prices and inflation right back up. The 10-year Treasury yield held at 4.69%, leaving the Fed's July 29th decision hanging in the balance. Will this pullback last, or is it just a pause? And then there's the dollar. The DXY index climbed to 120.71, its highest in 4 months, effectively tightening financial conditions worldwide. Commodity currencies like the Australian and Canadian dollars weakened under the pressure. Now, to the markets. The big story today isn't just about oil or the Fed. It's about who's going to pay for AI's massive expansion. For the past year and a half, big tech has operated on a simple principle: spend now, profit later. Meta, Microsoft, Alphabet, they've all poured billions into AI data centers, betting that future revenue would justify today's costs. And for a while, markets cheered them on, sending chip stocks to record highs. But that's changing. Meta's latest bond deal is a red flag. The company had to pay a higher yield compared to its 2025 issuance, a clear sign that lenders are getting nervous about AI risk. And it's not just Meta. Across the sector, the cost of borrowing is going up, with the Fed holding rates at 5.25 to 5.5% and the 10-year Treasury near 4.7%. Financing those massive data centers just got a lot more expensive. Here's what that looks like in real terms. A single 10-gigawatt AI facility can cost $20 billion to build and $2 billion a year to run. If borrowing costs rise by just 0.8%, that's an extra $160 million in annual interest. That's money that comes straight out of future profits. Investors are already reacting. Hardware stocks, NVIDIA, AMD, ASML, all fell yesterday, down 5% to nearly 6%. Meanwhile, software companies with steady cash flow, like Shopify, Salesforce, and Adobe, rallied. The message is clear. Markets are shifting from growth at any cost to a demand for actual returns. This comes as AI spending hits record levels. The so-called Magnificent Seven, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla, are on track to spend $725 billion on capital expenditures this year. That's double last year's total. But here's the catch. Investors are starting to ask, where's the payoff? Alphabet's stock dropped 7% last week after the company raised its CapEx guidance for 2026. The market isn't turning against growth. It's demanding proof that all this spending will actually generate revenue, not just burn cash. And then there's the Federal tomorrow's decision could make financing even more expensive. If they hold rates, borrowing costs stay high. If they hike, those costs go up even more. Either way, the era of cheap money for AI is over. Companies now have to prove their spending will pay off, and fast. Two big takeaways here. First, tech is splitting into winners and losers. Cash flow positive software is in favor, while capital-heavy hardware is struggling. Second, Fed policy isn't just about bonds anymore. It's directly shaping which tech stocks thrive and which ones stumble. The $725 billion question? Can AI revenue justify its massive spending? If the answer is yes, the software rally could keep going. If not, tech stocks might soon be judged on cash flow, not just growth potential. And that's a much tougher standard. Now, let's look at the bigger picture. Bonds are flashing caution. The 10-year Treasury yield is sitting at 4.69%, near its 2024 highs, and the yield curve remains inverted, a classic recession warning. Yet stocks are holding steady. The S&P 500 is flat for July, while the Nasdaq struggles under the weight of tech's CapEx concerns. The contrast is telling, and rising AI financing costs are the main driver. Commodities are sending mixed signals. Oil led the decline, dropping 9.2% to $86.12 a barrel as U.S.-Iran tensions eased, at least for now. But the Strait of Hormuz is still volatile, and any escalation could reverse this drop in a heartbeat. Natural gas held at $2.78 per MMBTU, while gold and silver retreated as the dollar strengthened. Copper, often seen as a bellwether for global growth, stayed flat. The U.S. dollar, meanwhile, is acting like a silent rate hike. At 120.71, near a four-month high, it's putting pressure on commodity currencies like the Australian and Canadian dollars. A stronger dollar makes U.S. exports more expensive and imports cheaper, which could help cool inflation, but it also weighs on corporate earnings. Crypto? Still waiting for a spark. Bitcoin and Ethereum traded flat, with Bitcoin's 24-hour volume coming in at $5.9 billion, well below its 7-day average. The market's in wait-and-see mode ahead of the Fed's move. And the VIX? It's hovering near an 18.88, a one-month high. This isn't panic, it's recalibration. Investors are pricing in the risks, slowing AI capex, a possible oil rebound, and the chance that the Fed's pause isn't the all-clear it might seem. Around the world, geopolitical tensions are keeping oil on edge. Brent crude's 9.2% drop followed a U.S.-mediated ceasefire with Iran, but don't expect the calm to last. Saudi Arabia is blaming recent attacks on its oil sites on Iran-backed groups, and Yemen's Houthi rebels are still threatening Red Sea shipping. The Strait of Hormuz remains a critical choke point, with traffic still below pre-conflict levels. One wrong move, and oil, and inflation, could spike again. In China, tech ambitions are running into hurdles. U.S. export controls and a slowing economy are making it harder for Chinese firms to fund their AI push. Meta's higher-yield bond deal is a warning sign for any company relying on foreign funding. Meanwhile, Washington's push to onshore critical mineral production is hitting practical limits. Former President Trump's 2027 deadline to cut Chinese minerals from defense supply chains is looking increasingly unrealistic. Europe's green transition is also colliding with economic reality. Changes to the EU's AI Act are delaying compliance for high-risk AI systems until 2027 or 2028, though core transparency rules kick in next month. This creates uncertainty, especially as companies like Mercedes-Benz cut sales forecasts amid weak demand in China. The bottom line? The global economy is caught between two expensive transitions, deglobalization and decarbonization. Oil's pullback offers some temporary relief, but it's not a fix. China's tech goals are clashing with funding constraints and supply chain limits, while Europe's green shift is running into economic pragmatism. Now let's talk companies. Tech's funding crunch is reshaping leadership. Shopify led software's rise with an 11.5% gain, as investors shift to defensive, cash-rich companies amid climbing AI financing costs. Palantir, meanwhile, is up 7% this month, gaining from AI defense contracts as its platforms win traction with U.S. agencies. On the other hand, Nvidia wiped out last week's gains, dropping 5% as markets penalized capital-heavy hardware. AMD extended its decline, down 5.2%, facing dual pressures from higher borrowing costs and potential slowdowns in Chinese demand. In energy and defense, Coinbase outperformed flat crypto markets, rising 5.8% as traders positioned for a rebound in transaction volumes. Exxon and Chevron fell with oil prices but remained sharply higher for the month. Exxon's up 13.75%, Chevron 12.78%. Ford landed a $1.5 billion Army truck deal, its largest military vehicle contract since the Cold War. And Luxfer, a UK-based materials manufacturer, agreed to a $463 million buyout from Winchurch Capital at $17.37 per share, a 20% premium. From Washington, all eyes are on the Fed's July 29th decision. Last week's oil surge had traders betting on a rate hike. But with Brent crude now down to $86.12, the 10-year Treasury yield at 4.69%, and markets pricing in a hold, the Fed has room to pause. Expect rates to stay at 5.25 to 5.5%, but with cautious language that leaves the door open for future hikes if oil or wages reignite inflation. The bigger dynamic here? The dollar is doing the tightening for the federal. The DXY index rose to 120.71, its highest since March, weakening commodity currencies and effectively tightening global financial conditions. Tonight's Australian CPI report is critical. Forecasts call for a 0.2% month-over-month increase. A higher-than-expected reading would support the Fed's cautious stance. A miss could ease the dollar's climb. The key takeaway: the Fed's pause isn't a policy shift. It's a wait-and-see approach, with the dollar and oil carrying the inflation fight. Bonds reflect a hold, but the risk of more hikes hasn't vanished. It's just delayed. Now, let's go under the hood. The focus today is on rising AI financing costs and how they're squeezing high-growth tech. Meta's $12.5 billion bond deal priced at a higher yield than its 2025 issuance, confirming that lenders now demand more for AI projects. With treasury yields near 4.7% and corporate credit spreads tight, margins for new tech debt are shrinking. Here's the chain reaction. AI frontier leads to Fed policy, which affects bond and credit markets, which then shapes stock valuations and sector shifts. The read is clear. AI compute capacity has hit a financing wall. In early 2025, AI data center debt priced at about 4.2%. Now, Meta's deal sits at roughly 5%, reflecting the Fed's higher target range and elevated risk-free rates. For a 10-gigawatt data center, a 0.8% rate increase adds $200 million in annual interest, a direct hit to earnings. Corporate bond markets show why this pressures stocks. Investment-grade spreads are at 0.8%, and high-yield spreads are at 2.79%. Both are tight, given the 4-5% treasury backdrop. Narrow spreads mean new debt competes with stocks for capital, and higher borrowing costs erode AI capex returns. That's why Nvidia, AMD, and ASML are down, while defensive software like Shopify, Palantir, and Adobe are gaining. The critical question now: will firms cut costs, maybe by improving chip performance, or delay capex, potentially slowing revenue growth? If it's the latter, we could see a broader tech earnings slowdown. Watch for AI-related bond deals in August and September. If they price at 5% or higher and AI capex growth slows to less than 5% year over year, the financing squeeze becomes a real problem. Now, worth learning today: how banks create credit. Yesterday's question is still open. If Australia's CPI month-over-month tops the 0.2% forecast, which way would the two-year yield move and why? We'll get that data tonight and break it down tomorrow. But today's lesson is about how banks create credit. Here's the basics. Meta's $12.5 billion bond deal didn't just move existing money. It created new deposits. When a bank issues a loan, it also generates a deposit. That deposit is new money in the economy. Here's how it works. Loans create deposits. When Meta borrows $12.5 billion, the bank credits Meta's account with that amount. That deposit didn't exist before. Credit drives economic cycles. More lending means more deposits, which means more spending power. This is how credit expansion fuels growth. The catch? Borrowers must repay. If Meta's data centers succeed, the loan is repaid, and the deposit disappears without harm. If they fail, the bank holds a bad loan, and the deposit still vanishes. This is how credit crunches start. Connection to today: banks don't just store money, they multiply it through fractional reserve lending. Recall the yield price seesaw. As rates rise to 4.7%, the present value of loan repayments falls, making banks more cautious. That's why Meta's debt deal priced higher. Lenders question whether AI projects can generate enough cash flow to cover the higher costs. Why it matters now: the AI capex boom is colliding with this credit cycle. As financing costs rise, banks lend less, and new money creation slows. This isn't just Meta's issue. It limits the entire tech sector's ability to fund growth. For investors, two key points. Higher rates don't just affect mortgages. They restrict the economy's ability to create spending power. When the Fed tightens, it's not just about the federal funds rate. It's about the credit tap closing. Now, what to watch this week? Tonight, we've got Australian CPI month-over-month at 9:30 Eastern, forecast at 0.2%. Year-over-year CPI is also due, forecast at 4%. And the trim means CPI month-over-month is expected at 0.3%. Tomorrow, all eyes on the federal. The federal funds rate decision at 2 p.m. Eastern. Expect no change, holding at 5.25 to 5.5%. The FOMC statement follows, with a focus on inflation and rate path guidance. Then, at 2:30, Powell's press conference. His tone will matter more than the decision itself. Thursday brings the Bank of England's monetary policy report at 7 a.m. Eastern, along with the official bank rate, forecast to stay at 5%. Later, at 8:30, we get U.S. advanced GDP quarter-over-quarter, forecast at 2%, and the core PCE price index month-over-month, forecast at 0.2%. The Bank of Japan's policy rate decision comes at 10:30 Eastern, expected to stay below 1%. Friday wraps up with Canadian GDP month-over-month at 8:30 Eastern, forecast at 0.2%. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the fallout from the Fed's decision and that Australian CPI report. Until then, stay sharp.